Hello, this is Pastor Jim Stillwell. In the beginning of the Methodist movement, John Wesley, its founder, encouraged the people of the Methodist Church towards service, serving the disenfranchised, the poor, and those in prison. He called this service a means of grace, or a way in which God continues to shape us and transform us into His image. Over these many years, Christ Church has continued to exemplify these acts of compassion towards people who are struggling. We continue to feed the homeless, partner with schools, build homes, tutor children, serve meals, and many other acts of service, as well as supporting many missionaries in our community and around the globe. You, our friends in Christ, have been faithful to this mission through your Faith Promise missions gifts. Faith Promise is a second mile gift given when God has blessed you with more than you expected. Your Faith Promise missions dollars support these many missions opportunities in our church. Today, June 5th, is Faith Promise Mission Sunday. Please help us continue supporting our missions through your generous giving. If you haven't already sent us your pledge card, we would appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for your commitment and support for the missions of Christ United Methodist Church. Today, you are going to hear from two organizations that we support at Christ Church. The first one is John 3:16. John 3:16 was founded in 1952 as a church dedicated to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ while meeting the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of the homeless and at-risk people of Tulsa. The homeless men, women, and children who come to John 3:16 mission each day depend on the meals they receive there. Additionally, the mission also provides supplemental groceries to help under-resourced families that are not homeless, but who struggle to put food on the table. John 3:16 has live-in recovery programs for both men and women. They also operate the mission store that is stocked with gently used donated items for families on a tight budget and limited resources. There's also a family and children's center that can provide supplemental food, clothing, furniture, spiritual counseling, and even help with utilities. The Family Youth Center also has after-school programs, monthly outreaches, youth development, summer literacy, tutoring, and a free store with household goods. Christ Church is also helping them this month with a vacation Bible school program. Barbara and I have been volunteering at John 3:16 for about a year. We mainly have volunteered in the grocery store, but have also helped hand out turkeys at Thanksgiving and with other events. It has been extremely meaningful for us to be a part of this wonderful organization. Their love and commitment to men, women, and families that are homeless or struggling is amazing. We have met some wonderful people there and highly recommend getting involved with the organization. If you are looking for a place to volunteer and give back to your community, John 3:16 would be the place to go. You will now hear a testimony of someone who has been part of their program.
I was in a very dark place. It was very dark, and I'm glad I got to come here. I'm an alcoholic, and I was deep in my alcoholism. When I got here, I was hoping to find me. I had lost me, and I needed me back, and John 3:16 did that. Being at John 3:16 is such a privilege. It's so overwhelming to even be in these doors. The people that's here, you won't find any better people. But it's good. It's wholesome. It's life-changing. It will set you free if you accept it. I am a new creation. I'm just thankful for John 3:16. I'm so thankful. I am. It's a blessing. My brother, he goes, "Fred, it's only a 6-month program. Anybody can do it for 6 months." when I first got here, I heard it was a year, and I'm going, whoa. The closer I got to 6 months, I thought, no, I don't want to leave. It's amazing. I love this place. I love it. My future is working with my brother. He's got a business, and I'm going to be over the maintenance area of this, and it's very promising. It's really good. I've never been closer to God than I am now. Yeah, it feels good. It feels real good. Major change. Major thankful. Thank you, God.
About a year ago, Barbara and I wanted to experience serving under the bridge at Nightlight Tulsa on Thursday nights. Because I had been teaching a Zoom Thursday night Bible study, we never made it to the bridge. Earlier this year, I decided to stop teaching the Zoom Bible studies and start going to the bridge. At first, it was just going to be me and Barbara, but I felt God nudging me to make it a monthly church opportunity. If people joined us, that would be great. If not, that would be okay as well. We first went under the bridge in April, where 12 of us went. We were blown away by how organized they were. There were plenty of different opportunities to serve, and they made us feel welcome and safe. Barbara and I have gone twice now, and we have really enjoyed it. We talked with many homeless people, staff, and volunteers during the two times that we have been there. We would love for you to join us on June 9th for our next venture under the bridge. If you are interested in joining us, please let me know or sign up in the Welcome Center.
I'm Anissa Stonehawker, and I am Vice President and Co-Founder of the City Lights Foundation of Oklahoma and Nightlight Tulsa. I was first introduced to the concept of the bridge in the summer of 2012. We decided to take our family on a local missions trip and kind of introduce the kids to serving others. And we chose a missions trip that went to Portland, Oregon. And over the course of that week, we participated in something called Night Strike. It was serving the homeless community, but it was outdoors, underneath a bridge, and it was really, truly an amazing experience. I just kept thinking, I wish something like this was in Tulsa. I wish this experience was in Tulsa. And it just got laid on my heart immediately. If you want it in Tulsa, you have to take it to Tulsa. And in the same time, I think in that same week, Jason and Sarah were bringing a community group from church down and had that same kind of conversation. And the people that they brought down that weekend said the same thing. We would love something like that. If you start something like that, we are on board and we want to be a part of it. And that's how our initial team grew. We formed a team. We started meeting for about a month. We picked our location. We decided we're just going to do it. We're going to jump in with all hands and feet, and we're going to do it weekly, and we're going to make that commitment. And what started out as peanut butter sandwiches and washing feet began our first night in September of 2013 with a grill and I think 250 hamburgers that we cooked. We handed out blessings items, which are things like shampoo and conditioner. We washed some feet. We served about 35 people, and that number doubled and then tripled and then just continued to grow and grow over the course of the last 4 years. A typical Thursday night, we arrive about 6 o'clock with our yellow truck and our white nightlight van. Volunteers, we try to get them here by 6:15, and we open up the yellow truck, and our volunteers and our team and our staff start unloading tables and chairs and lighting and a popcorn machine. And kind of our bare bones setup. All of our consumables, all of our things that we hand out and use throughout the night stays loaded inside the white nightlight van. At 6:30, we do an orientation for all of our volunteers, whether it's their first time to volunteer or they have volunteered with us regularly for 4 years. That orientation is still a part of their night. And that is a time where we can talk about the heart of Nightlight and what we're down here to do past just handing stuff out. We have everybody assigned a job specifically with a specific staff member who kind of then does a small mini orientation for that specific job, like food, clothing, foot washing, etc. From 7 to about 8:45, it is very, very busy, sometimes total organized chaos. But during that time, our guests get served, but they also get served past hamburgers or past blankets, but their heart gets served. A lot of our guests spend the weak being mistreated or ignored, or just trying to grab what they can where they can get it. And Nightlight is a time for them to relax, and Nightlight is a time for them to have some social time. A lot of beautiful relationships between our volunteers and our guests have been made under this bridge that have continued past the bridge. They have gone into Thanksgiving dinners and finding needs throughout the week and taking them to church with them and helping them rebuild a burned down house and things like that. And so to bring together our volunteers in various circles throughout our city and surrounding areas with people that they normally would never come in contact with, that's really what the heart of Thursday night is for, way past the burgers and the nail painting and really into that digging deep with the people that are in our area.
I had a great childhood.
You did?
Yeah, when I was little, my dad would put me in a tire and roll me down a hill. It was a good year.
Grief Share is a program designed to assist you in walking through the journey of grief in a safe and confidential place where you can find healing and hope. This 13-week program is for those who have lost a loved one through death. An introductory session will be held Thursday, June 9th at 5 p.m. for those who would like more information. To sign up, contact Pastor Jim.
On Thursday, June 9th, we have a volunteer opportunity to serve the homeless downtown. This is an amazing chance to meet and talk with some of the Tulsa homeless population. It can change your life. To sign up or for more information on where to meet, contact Pastor Jim.
The Stephen Ministers and Congregational Care Ministers of Christ Church have planned a special service of remembrance for Sunday, June 5th at 3 p.m. in the Janet Holt Chapel. The service is intended to provide an opportunity to remember and reflect on the lives of those who have gone before us. This time of quiet reflection includes prayer, music, a devotional, and the lighting of remembrance candles. For more information, contact Pastor Jim.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.